You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today we are visiting with Dr. Shagong Ishmael, Midwest ER doctor and founder of Be Safe Meds, the online STD treatment service that allows patients to get medical attention in three easy steps without visiting a doctor's office. Dr. Ishmael, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You bet. So, Dr. Ishmael, if you would, tell us about your background. That would certainly pave the way to kick things off today.
All right. I did family practice and ended up working in the emergency room. And then finally went back and got a MBA. So my MBA at Purdue, and then got an academic fellowship to teach. So right now I work predominantly in the ER, but past history has been faculty with residency and medical students, and then also have worked for some of the major insurance companies, either as a capacity as a vice president of medical affairs or as medical director for the insurance companies. So background is in healthcare education, business, healthcare finance, and then also in the emergency room.
You certainly got a lot of experience to offer, no question about that. Now tell us a little bit about your new web app, Be Safe Meds.
So it started off like all good things, and we're all in Vegas at our emergency room conference, and we're looking around and saying, not everything that happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. And we're like, okay, some people take some of their stuff home with them. And we're like, okay, could we create something or make it discreet, give people a relatively quick access to discussing any possible STD treatment or exposure with a physician or a nurse practitioner, some kind of provider, and get some kind of indication of whether they should get treatment or they should get tested immediately or what exactly their concerns are. And that's how we started off. And basically, once again, it started in Vegas as a joke. I said, now everything that happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. So then we looked at the background of what we do in practice commonly. When a patient comes into the emergency room, we're like, okay, what do? We test them, but because the test doesn't always come back in a timely manner, usually it takes about 2-3 days before we get our test results back, we go ahead and treat people just because we don't want them to get lost in the system, lost to follow-up. So we're like, okay, if people have high risk, like multiple sexual partners, they say their partner has an STD, we go ahead and treat. And actually, the CDC actually recommends that definitely if somebody says their partner has an STD, go ahead and treat them. It's called expedited partner treatment. So we're like, okay, why don't we just create an application where somebody could be on their phone and just on the fly say, okay, I have this issue. I don't necessarily want to go see my primary care doctor, and I definitely don't want to go sit in an emergency room for 1 to 2 hours because it's not an emergency, and I don't want to pay the expense of an emergency room visit. So why don't I just use the app, put in my symptoms, my concerns, and then within a few minutes, a provider calls you back. You have a discussion with the provider, and based upon stratification, decides whether you need treatment or not. And that's how the application works.
Now, you've been in the medical field for over 20 years. What made you want to switch gears and get involved in the tech industry?
Healthcare is such a slow industry to take up new technology. We're not the most efficient, and unfortunately, we're creatures of habit. So we always believe, okay, if we do something this way, why don't we continue doing it the same way over and over again? And my concern, especially having worked for insurance companies, is there's got to be a more efficient way to take care of this, especially when patients come in and say, my partner's already has this disease state, chances are they have it, and since the CDC says already, go ahead and treat them. Well, like, it would be really just more efficient for them to be able to en route at home or wherever just to be able to access care. And especially when we look at the number of cases of that is expected every year, I think the CDC right now says about 20 million new cases of STDs is occurring every year. So let's make it more efficient. And it's not necessarily my interest in tech. I do like tech. My interest in tech is because I like new technology, new innovations. But the fact of having worked for an insurance company, there has to be more efficient, cost-effective ways to do things. And I think that's how we got into this.
Makes sense. Today we are joined by Dr. Shagon Ishmael, Midwest ER doctor and founder of Be Safe Meds, the online STD treatment service that allows patients to get medical attention in three easy steps without visiting a doctor office, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Dr. Ishmael, what inspired you to create a new medical app geared around STIs?
There's a lot of new cases out there, especially now with technology allowing us to communicate more. So, for example, technology allows us through, like, is it Match? Is it eHarmony? Is it Tinder? Is it Bumble? Is it actually Madison? I mean, technology has allowed us to go outside of our circle of influence. So when I say circle of influence, I mean, typically it's you meet people through where you work, other friends, place of religion, or et cetera. But now with technology, it allows you to expand that circle of influence to anywhere. So, for example, I could be in Chicago and having a conversation to meet with somebody in New York or in Florida, for example, or even another country. So if technology can allow us to communicate and actually expand our sexual activity outside of our circle of influence, why don't we let technology also help us address any of the issues that may occur? So that's one of the biggest reasons. Like, today we have multiple different types of websites for dating. So these apps are out there. And we know what's going to happen. People are not always cautious. People are not always doing the right thing in that moment of passion. So let's give them an access to at least consult with a provider, a physician or nurse practitioner. And if it definitely there is some issues, let's help them address it. So that's the biggest impetus, because technology surrounds us every day, whether it's in our car, we walk around with technology in our hands, our cell phones. So let's be able to take the doctor along with you.
Not a bad idea, no doubt about that. Now, what challenges do you see in the future surrounding telemedicine? Switching gears here a little.
Now, healthcare is a high-touch practice. In other words, when you see a physician, you expect somebody to touch you. Now, telemedicine, because of the nature of which it is, there's always going to be that issue of, but you didn't examine me, you didn't test me. And I have been faculty for a while, and one of the things we always teach residents and medical students is 80% of your diagnosis should be coming from your history. So if you take a very concise and good history, 80% of the time you should come to the most appropriate diagnosis. So that's why I feel like telemedicine, if we are training our providers appropriately, that history is going to be significant. So if you take the right history, you will most of the time come to the right diagnosis, or at least be able to lead the patient in the right direction. The other problem is it's strictly a cost issue, or not necessarily cost, but a finance issue. A lot of insurances may not be covering it as of now. Medicaid, Medicare, it's going to take a while for them to begin to say, hey, yeah, let's begin to pay for telemedicine. But as we get more people in healthcare, and we don't have enough doctors, because the American Medical Colleges are already saying there's going to be a deficit of doctors within the next 10 to 20 years. And the numbers range from maybe 45,000 to 90,000 doctors deficit in the United States. And if we are also having issues where we're getting foreign graduates because of travel bans, et cetera, we may, because right now a lot of foreign medical graduates come to the United States, so we don't have that. We may also lose, and that number may be higher. So we're going to definitely need to figure out how we're going to become more efficient. So my biggest concerns with telemedicine is making sure we're training appropriately. Also, are we going to be paid appropriately through insurance companies? And then finally is, how is the consumer or the patient going to be able to accept telemedicine? Because a lot of people are like, well, I'm used to going to see my doctor. But when you ask them, do you like sitting in the doctor's office for 2-3 hours? They're like, no. So I think those are going to be the biggest factors. A financial issue, an educational issue on the providers, and then an educational issue for the consumers.
Certainly tapping into a need, and I think you are really on target when it comes to the future of telemedicine. Lastly, Dr. Ishmael, as a tech founder, what advice would you give to those trying to break into the field of technology?
If you have an idea, go for it. I mean, no idea is that crazy, because as I said, we started this as a conversation, as a joke in Vegas, sitting at Caesar's Palace and just like, things are going on around here. So definitely if you have an idea, go for it. Don't say, no, it's not possible. And then discuss it with people and say, what are your thoughts on this? What is your thoughts on that? And then begin to think about creating a prototype. Test your prototype and see how it functions. Right now, our first few months of beta testing, we've gotten about 1,500 people on the site. So it's just a matter of, if you feel that there's a need, tap into it, see whether there's anybody else out there, and then ask friends and family to help you fund the initial prototype. And then go from there.
Well, Dr. Ishmael, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you, and thanks also for introducing the audience to Be Safe Meds. Where can we get more information accordingly? And if one wanted to reach out, where can they do that as well?
They can reach me directly at my SEGUN at BeSafeMeds.com. Be Safe Meds, the website itself, is up. Actually, we're on our third iteration of the site. Each time we're improving on it. So right now we're going to be functioning in Illinois, Indiana, Missouri, Florida, and New Mexico. And that's because of our provider licensure so far.
Dr. Ishmael, certainly wish you all the best. And again, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Have a great day.
And you as well. We have been speaking with Dr. Shagon Ishmael, Midwest ER doctor and founder of Be Safe Meds, the online STD treatment service that allows patients to get medical attention in 3 easy steps without visiting a doctor's office. Be sure to check out Be Safe Meds at BeSafeMeds.com and on social media for more information. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.